why Julie did not want to get out of bed. Julie opened her eyes, but she did not want to get out of bed. It was Tuesday, and Tuesday was the day she had drawing lessons at school. And Julie did not like drawing. Julie did not want to draw, and Julie could not draw. So Julie closed her eyes again. That is the sound of Julie's mother opening Julie's bedroom door. "Julie, get up! Otherwise you will be late for school," said her mother. Julie closed her eyes again. It was always the same. At school, the teacher would hold up a picture and all the children would have to draw the same picture. And then the teacher would come around and would show every child's picture to all the class. And when the teacher showed Julie's picture to the class, they would all laugh because Julie just could not draw and her picture always looked silly. And at school, as usual, the teacher held up a picture. "This is a nice picture," the teacher said, "and so I want you all to draw a nice picture, because it is a nice picture of a nice fairy." A fairy. Julie did not want to draw a picture of a fairy. In fact, Julie did not want to draw a picture at all. So she watched as all the other children picked up their pencils and started to draw. After a few minutes, Elizabeth, who was Julie's friend and was sitting next to her, said, "Julie, you haven't drawn anything yet." "Don't want to," said Julie. "If you don't draw," said Elizabeth, "the teacher will be very cross." Julie gave a big sigh, like that, and picked up her pencil. The fairy was wearing a little hat, so Julie decided to draw the little hat, except Julie's drawing of the hat did not look a bit like the fairy's hat. "What's that?" Julie looked up. Someone was talking to her, and it was not Elizabeth. "I would not wear a hat like that." Julie goggled. "If you open your eyes and your mouth as wide as you can and just look at something for a long time, you will be goggling." And Julie was goggling because the fairy in the picture was talking to her. "You had better draw that hat again," said the fairy. Elizabeth and the rest of the class were not taking any notice of the fairy, just drawing their drawings. Julie picked up her rubber and rubbed out her drawing of the fairy's hat. The fairy pointed to the side of her hat. "Now, Julie, you just draw this piece of my hat, very slowly and exactly as you see it." When Julie had finished, the fairy pointed to the other side of her hat. "Now you draw this bit," she said. And when Julie had finished, the fairy pointed to the top of her hat, which Julie carefully drew, and then the fairy pointed to the bottom of her hat. Julie looked at the picture of the hat she had drawn. It was exactly the same as the fairy's. She had never drawn so well before. Next, the fairy pointed to parts of her face. She pointed to her mouth, to her nose, to her eyes, and Julie carefully drew exactly where the fairy pointed until the fairy's face was under the hat Julie had drawn. "Now," said the fairy, "we will draw my clothes." And so for the whole drawing lesson, Julie carefully drew what the fairy told her. Until suddenly, the teacher took the picture of the fairy down and started to pick up the children's drawings to show them to the rest of the class. Some of the drawings were very, very, very good, and Julie began to worry as the teacher got nearer and nearer. Then it was her turn to show her picture. The teacher looked at it. Then she looked at Julie. "Goodness me," said the teacher, as she held up Julie's drawing. Julie closed her eyes tight, waiting for the class to laugh. "That is the best drawing I have ever seen of a fairy." The teacher was smiling, and yes, the class was cheering. And the fairy was giving Julie a big wink. "Well done," said the teacher. "I am," said Julie, "so pleased you liked it." "So pleased you like what?" The voice, her mother's voice, was coming from the doorway of her bedroom. Julie opened her eyes. She had been asleep, and the drawing lesson had all been a dream. But now she knew if she drew one line at a time, as the fairy had told her, her drawing would be easy. And that day, her drawing was the best in the class. And do you know why? Because the teacher wanted them to draw a picture of a fairy.